Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says an explosion took place inside its Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan early today, causing casualties. Afghan media reported that the blast occurred just inside the dining hall, killing at least three people, wounding many more. News reports have emerged of public killings and other atrocities committed against Mosul residents by the Islamic State, including dozens of civilians whose bodies were hung from telephone poles as they were accused of using cell phones to leak information to Iraqi security forces. This man, a Mosul resident, says two of his relatives are among the dead, and he says he doesn't understand why this had to happen. UN Human Rights Office says IS fighters killed some 70 civilians in Mosul this week, plus others were tortured, sexually exploited, and children were used as child soldiers. United Nations Advisor on Genocide Adama Ding says South Sudan, in a civil war since 2013, is at a strong risk of violence escalating into genocide. An attempt at reuniting the two main factions in South Sudan's civil war and a transitional government collapsed earlier this year after Vice President Riek Machar, former rebel leader, abandoned Juba. Soldiers loyal to him have been fighting the forces of President Salva Kiir. Government. A year ago, the Islamic State brought its extremist war to Paris, seeding terror with attacks on a rock concert, the National Stadium, and bustling sidewalk cafes. A plaque for the victims is waiting to be unveiled tomorrow in Paris. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has put his vice president-elect Mike Pence in charge of the transition team. Advisors to Trump said he wanted to use Pence's Washington experience to aid a swift transition in January. In addition to Pence, Trump said that three of his five children, Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, along with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, would help with the transition effort, serving on an executive committee. President of the European Commission says Donald Trump's election as president of the United States poses a risk to intercontinental relations. Speaking to students at a conference in Luxembourg, Jean-Claude Juncker called Mr. Trump completely unaware when it comes to Europe.
Il pose des questions, à vrai dire, aux conséquences pernicieuses.
Juncker said the transatlantic alliance and NATO alliance is called into question, and with regards to refugees and other non-Americans, he said Trump has an approach which in no way coincides with the approach in Europe. During the U.S. election campaign, candidate Trump called into question the NATO alliance and was a vocal critic of the open border migration policy of some EU nations. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has met with Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko to discuss issues ranging from trade to terrorism. At a joint press conference following the meeting, President Erdogan also praised his Belarusian counterpart for his hand in the restoration of the Minsk Mosque, a project he said would be an example to the world at a time when Islamophobia is developing in Europe. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has visited Antarctica ahead of an international climate change conference in Marrakesh, Morocco, next week. Mr. Kerry's aide said the trip was an opportunity for him to learn about Antarctic climate change. Barack Obama's final scheduled foreign trip as President of the United States will be coming up soon. He will first travel to Greece, where he will deliver a major speech in Athens on the challenges raised by globalization. From there, Mr. Obama heads to Germany, where he will hold a bilateral meeting with Chancellor Angela Merkel. From there, the president travels to Lima, Peru, for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Well, charging into violent waves at a Maui surf break known as Jaws, a group of women have made some history as they competed for the first time ever in the World Surf League's Best Wave Surfing Competition. That competition will include women for the first time this season. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Les Davis here. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers. It's time for another hour of Jazz America to begin as we continue our investigation of the Caribbean Latin jazz connection. This hour, we'll be speaking to the great son of the Dominican Republic, the wonderful pianist and composer Michel Camilo, and Edmar Castaneda, the great harpist from Colombia. It's the Caribbean Latin Jazz Connection on this edition of Jazz America. But I think we're going to celebrate some birthdays during this hour as well, and let's kick things off with one of the greats of all time. He is an NEA jazz master with the rest of the members of his musical family. He is a son of New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz. He's a wonderful pianist and composer and band leader and an educator, too. Maybe you already know who I'm speaking of. The father of the Marsalis family, Ellis Marsalis. He's joined on the song you're about to hear in a live setting at the famous New Orleans club, Snug Harbor, from the album A Night at Snug Harbor, New Orleans, with Donald Harrison on saxophone, Nicholas Payton on trumpet, and on the drums, the legendary Art Blakey. Here's Ellis Marsalis, who was born on the 12th of November in 1934. Happy birthday to him. Here's the song Jitterbug. Thank you.
Bye. That's Carol Weldsman on piano and vocals, a wonderful Canadian-born artist who's made Los Angeles her home for quite a while now. And the blending of Brazilian music and jazz on the title cut from her album, Brazeja, is what you just heard. Now it's time to turn to more conversation with another of the artists who represent in their music that Caribbean-Latin jazz connection. He's the man from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, Michel Camilo, who's now worldwide fame, who now enjoys worldwide fame. All over the USA, he's revered as one of the greats of all time, and he's especially popular in Spain. We're going to hear from his latest release, titled Spain Forever, his collaboration with the great Spanish guitarist Tomatito. But first, let's go to Santo Domingo, where I had a chance to sit down with Michel Camilo in his hometown.
You know, Michel, I think that people might not really understand what a special place that island of Hispaniola that you come from is, with not only the Dominican Republic, but Haiti being part of the island and the incredible history of the place and, of course, the incredible musical history of the place, too. Tell us a little bit about that and how it's affected your music, if you will.
Yes, it's a very special island because from that island, a lot of the expeditions like Hernan Cortes and Pizarro left from that particular island, because in that island were the center from all the ports where the ships were used to come and go back to. By being in the center of the Caribbean. And because of that also, I guess my music reflects a lot of that, because in my music you hear a lot of Brazilian influence as well. And the truth of the matter is that, yes, we got a lot of the influence from Brazil, because by being in the center of the Caribbean, there's a lot of trade from the south and from the north. So not only I heard jazz, but I also heard a lot of the South American music when I was growing up. I also grew up listening to Brazilian music, much as jazz. You know, when I make my music, I try to be very open about influences. You know, I let myself soak up all the influences, and that's something that I want to emphasize, because my music reflects all of my experiences through my life, and not only from the classical music roots that I do have very strong, that reflects in my piano playing and my conscious effort of developing my own touch in the instrument, but also my Caribbean roots and the rhythm that I try to bring into my music, and the energy and the, you know, the hot Latin blood as well. if you might as well say that. But also into the
with
jazz,
a controlled kind of energy, though, with composition. You know, I mean, I see what you're saying here.
Yes,
the blending of those things.
Yes, and in the jazz, of course, because jazz is really an expression of liberty, is a liberty of expression. I say both ways. That's why I fell in love with jazz.
Thank you.
From the album Spain Forever, it's the third collaboration between Dominican-born pianist Michelle Camilo and Spanish guitarist Tomatito, doing Chick Corea's famous composition Armando's Rumba. And now John Coltrane takes his musical message to Berlin in 1963, recorded live from the album Afro Blue Impressions. Here is Afro Blue on Jazz America from VOA 1. the legendary saxophonist, so famous for his wonderful work on tenor sax, showing off on the soprano sax, too, showing off his versatility, the great John Coltrane. That's Afro Blue, recorded live in Berlin in 1963. Hope you enjoyed that. Got one more conversation coming up with a son of South America who plays a most unique instrument in jazz. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And here's a message I received, which reads as follows. Russ, I've been following you since your show on VOA Jazz America on how Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans. One of your episodes called Higher Grounds, featuring greats like Coltrane, Duke, etc. Russ, you inspired me to like jazz, and I've loved it ever since. From Haruna Hazai. He lives in Abuja, Nigeria. Haruna, thank you so much for your message, and that was a long time ago that Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans, the year 2005. So you've been listening to Jazz America for a long time, and I think you deserve a little gift. As a matter of fact, the next two songs are dedicated to you, and they're also dedicated to two jazz greats who just happened to be celebrating their birthday on the same day, the 17th of November. We're going to hear music from the great pianist and vocalist, the beautiful Diana Krall, born on the 17th of November in 1964. But first, the master of the trombone, Roswell Rudd. He was born on the 17th of November in 1935. And we'll celebrate him right now and wish him a happy birthday by enjoying his version of the song Green Onions on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. do. Yeah, you said you love me, gave me stars above. I thought, sure, baby, I had all your love. I'm a little mixed up about you. I'm just a little mixed up and don't know what to do. But I know now you don't mean a thing. I'm a little mixed up about you. I'm just a little mixed up and I don't know what to do.
That's the great Diana Krall from her album Glad Rag Doll, with a blending of country, jazz, and blues on the song I'm a Little Mixed Up. We wish her a very happy birthday on the 17th of November. This is Russ Davis, and we're investigating the Caribbean Latin Jazz Connection on this edition of Jazz America. Let me share with you another of the conversations I enjoyed at the 2016 Newport Jazz Festival. And in this conversation, I caught up with Venezuelan-born harpist Edmar Castaneda after a brilliant performance by an international band. Watching after the little ones, Edmar Castaneda is trying to keep his little girls from getting lost here backstage at the Newport Jazz Festival. Not easy to do. What a brilliant show. And just give me some thoughts about having just come off stage with that wonderful band from all over the world.
I mean, it's so great to play on the, you know, one of the most exciting and amazing festival, Newport, you know. It's an honor for me to be playing here and to share music with this nine-piece band, you know, these great people from from Cuba, from Brazil, from Chile, Israel, you know. I'm very glad to bring the harp in front of a jazz, you know.
I know that the music of Venezuela and Colombia is strong in your soul, and it is perfectly suited for improvisation, it seems to me. I think so much of music in general is improvisation.
Yeah.
So when you were smitten by jazz, it became a perfect vehicle to incorporate those musics with improvisation of jazz.
Yes, I mean, the llanera music, the music that we play in Colombia and Venezuela with the harp, you improvise a lot. So it's very connected to jazz. And, you know, when I arrived to New York, I just got in love with this music. And my influence, you know, like Miles, Charlie Parker, you know, Chick Corea, that's what I follow to do on a harp.
That is such a great combination. Miles, Charlie Parker, Chick Corea, Jaco Pastorius.
Piazzolla, Stravinsky, you know, you name it.
As someone famous said, only two kinds of music, good music and bad music, and you made good music today, my friend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and it's a blessing for me. A gift from God for the people.
And these two little ones are a gift from God for you as well. Go enjoy them and the rest of the day.
Thank you very much. Many blessings.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Master of the harp. You don't hear it that often in jazz, do you? But what magic he creates. From the album, Entre Cuerdas, that is Edmar Castaneda, and the song Colombian Dixie. You've probably heard the phrase, the family that plays together stays together. Well, what a family this is. Three incredible guitarists. Larry Coryell and his sons Julian and Morale as the Coryells on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
That song, Funky Waltz, from Larry, Morali, and Julian Coryell, the three great guitar players in that one family, the father and the two sons. This is Russ Davis. Certainly hope you've enjoyed this edition of Jazz America, our investigation of the Caribbean Latin jazz connection. It's the son and the father, the theme of the next Jazz America, as Chris Brubeck remembers his father, Dave. Felix Pastorius remembers his bass-playing legendary father, Jaco. Joshua Redman remembers his legendary sax-playing father, Dewey. And guitarist Steve Kahn reflects on his father, the legendary composer, Sammy Kahn. The son and the father on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?